From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a hijack ends. An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus was arrested Tuesday following a tense six-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself over to authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cyprus officials said the incident was not terrorism-related.
But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud.
Officials describe the man as mentally unstable. Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. A Pakistani military spokesman says intelligence agencies, along with regular and paramilitary troops, are also carrying out operations against suspected sleeper cells.
Terrorists' case sleeper cells, hideouts, unke facilitators, abettors, financiers.
These located in several cities in Punjab state. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Missions Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, İzmir, and Mullah due to continued security concerns in the region. The United States says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. This is VOA News.